AM 910 WJCW, Tri-Cities Talk Radio. Carl and Eddick with you, and it's time to check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning to you officially, Bill Hall.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Eddick. It's wonderful to be here through all the fog. I cut a slice in it just to get here. It was really foggy this morning, huh?
Yeah, still is.
It's crazy,
well,
right?
It's scattered, like though, around the Tri, because in Kingsport, we don't have any vestige of it, at least in the downtown area. None.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
And thank you very much. Yes, indeed. So, Bill Hall joins us to talk real estate, buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. Have things changed very much since last week in terms of inventory?
No, they really haven't, Carl. We're still lagging in our sales. I mean, they're not tremendously lagging. If we look at the last 12 months, we're probably down only 1% or 2% for the last 12 months, but if you look go back to it starting in March, I mean, we've dropped sales compared to last year since March every single month. So we're hoping to get a little uptick there, maybe after, you know, the interest rates come out higher as they're supposed to be coming out. That's going to maybe say people, okay, well, this is the new number, and we'll work from there. But one in three sellers right now are actually dropping their price, lowering their price. So what once was, I'll put it on the market for some ridiculous price away for somebody from California that's moving out here to buy it, isn't really happening at that level anymore. So on a local level, we're finding about one in three lowering their prices in order to hit, you know, an expectation of selling their home, which is not bad because it was getting out of hand, to be honest with you. I mean, we were seeing some crazy numbers, and we still see some numbers that are not the best, but I mean, for our area, I guess we're doing okay. So, are we seeing a market shift? We definitely are. We've been talking about it for 2 months now, and we're, you know, in that process, but still a wonderful time to sell a house. If I were ever going to sell a piece of real estate, I would definitely be, now you heard me say it before, but I would definitely do it now. This would be the pinnacle of selling. Now, if I didn't have to buy, I probably would wait a little bit. You know, but if I was selling, I would definitely do it right now. And this would be a great time to call me out. Let me talk to you about your home, see what we need to do, if anything, to get it marketable and ready. In fact, you know, I was looking at an article recently. It talked about staging a house versus empty houses. And now, staging a house, I'm not talking about professionally staging. I'm talking about somebody like me that comes in there and says, okay, this is what we have. Here's your furniture. This is what we're working with. Let's redesign how this house lays out and take this piece out of here, this piece out of here, put it in storage, sell it, put it in the garage. I don't care what you do with it, but let's open the house up and give it a fresh look and a fresh flow to it that it hadn't had in a while. That's one of the benefits of using, you know, myself and my firm is we'll help guide you through that transaction or navigate you through that transaction. But staging a house versus an empty house on an average gets you about 15 to 20% more. It can actually get you that much more depending on the condition, but it can get you 15 to 20% more if it's staged properly. Now, when I say staged properly, I'm talking about professional photography to come out there and do it after you move everything around and eliminate the stuff that's falling out of the closet doors when you open them up and, you know, stuff like that. So when you get your house ready and you've had, say, a walkthrough with me and you have your work to do list and then we come back, you know, a week or two later and check on it and get a professional photographer in there, we can get you a lot more money for that property than if you just didn't do anything and just put it on the market for sale.
Speaking about closets, would you rather have somebody just clean out their closet and have very minimal stuff in there? Because here's the thing that I found when I was looking for homes. A closet opened up, it's packed to the gill. I can't really tell what's going on there, how much I can fit in there,
right,
because I have no vision. I mean, is that something that you can actually do or would suggest?
Oh, yeah. If you have, so if you go into somebody's home and you're out there home shopping and you open the closet, which people do, they'll open every closet.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to look at it. And the stuff looks like it's going to fall out at you. What you're screaming is that I have no storage.
Right.
This house is undersupplied in storage, and that may, you know, that's not a positive. You know, so, yeah, do I want you to clean out your closet? You're darn right I do. Yeah. Do I want to eliminate a lot of the stuff that you just stuffed in the closet because you don't want to look at it anymore? Yeah, throw that in the garage. Give it to the Salvation Army. Do anything you want to do with it, but it needs to come out of that closet. It can't. If you have overfilled closets, you're screaming that this house is undersupplied on storage.
Yeah, I'm looking under beds. I'm opening up medicine cabinets.
I mean,
you know.
Nobody looks under a bed when they go house shopping. And put anything you want under that bed, I could care less, except for Ellen.
Yeah. Yeah,
but so, and most people won't open every cabinet, but they will open every closet, and so that's what you got to do is you have to give them the house a breathable approach,
right?
Where you can actually go in there, and it's not like you're being encroached on by tons of furniture or a 70-foot TV in a 12-foot room. Okay, so
yeah.
That's a factor. But the home inventory is starting to get a little bit better. We're sitting at about almost a little less than a 2-month supply of homes now, which
really?
We're down to about a 30-day supply or less.
Mm-hmm.
And the average listing is going on the market in our area, and if it's priced correctly, is selling, going under contract within 2 weeks and closing within 30 days. So that's about a 45-day trip from the beginning to the end in our area. And that's kind of good. I mean, it's still very good for a seller. For buyers, we're still challenged in finding the right inventory, but a lot of buyers have stepped off the table now, and they'll probably wait for after the holidays to get through to see what happens with the Fed rate, which we know what's going to happen there, and what's happening with inflation, which we're feeling what's happening there. You know, the average American is paying an average of $500 more a month just based on inflationary increase.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, guys. $500 a month to most people is a lot of money. It is to me. It is to me. So,
yeah.
People are keeping a really, really keen eye on watching the indicators there. And they're seeing in some of the sectors prices coming down a little bit, and I think that will help. And as we move into the fourth quarter, which is a pinnacle for the financial year, I think that we'll start to see prices leveling off and inflation slowing down. And everybody's going to say it's because the Fed raised the interest rates, and I say it's not. It's just because people are not going to continue to overpay for stuff, you know, and they're running out of money. People are running out of money. So that has a lot to do with it. But the good thing is the average sale prices continue to be up there in our area, the median sale prices, which I call average. In Johnson City, the average sale price is $285. That means that that's the average. That means if you have a house that's worth $150, it's not going to sell for $285. So don't anybody think that that's happening. But it's just the average sale price in Johnson City is $285. That's taking the highs and the lows and kind of blending them together. And in Kingsport, it's $250. And these are all strong numbers for our region. And right across the region, we're seeing and some good prices. You know, the prices maintain their values out there. The other thing that's interesting, I thought, Carl, was that one in three buyers are still cash in our area.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
What does that tell you? Except they don't want to pay high interest rates.
It tells me that they don't want to pay high interest rates, and we possibly have we still have investors buying houses, you know, as many as they can. As many as they can. And they're going to definitely do that. But, you know, again, the housing market changes constantly, but it doesn't move overnight. It doesn't move in a little space. It takes a long time to move it, almost like turning a cruise ship around. It takes a moment to do that. And so our market's changing, but still a wonderful time to sell a house. If I ever was going to sell a house, I'd be doing it now.
Let me ask you something, Bill.
Sure.
Going back to the staging versus the empty house sort of thing. You mentioned that someone like yourself, and of course with your years and years of experience in this, you've got that under your belt. But when you go to a home, okay, and you see things, you're representing the homeowner, and you see things arranged that you want to change around to make it more friendly, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
How do you judge? How do you look at a room and see, okay, this thing's not necessarily right? Do you look for traffic through it, or
right.
How do you do it?
So you look for flow, Carl. What you do is you want people, when buyers come into houses, and I've worked with so many buyers, I mean, literally thousands over the years, that you just, if you pay attention to the buyers, that's all I pay attention to, because I'm not going to buy the house, so I really don't. You know, it doesn't matter to me what the house looks like. So,
right.
But it does matter to me what my buyers think of the house and how they interpret how the house looks. You know,
right.
how they feel how the house looks. And so when I see them responding well to it, I say, oh, that works really good. So over the years, I've seen enough of that where if they walk into a room and they don't feel like a TV's going to fall off the wall at them and take out the entire room, or they have more ottomans in the room than they have places to sit on, or they don't even have enough room for their dining room table because it's stacked full of boxes that they just cleaned out one of their closets and didn't put them away. You know, all those things are encroachment issues, kind of like a football game where they call that foul for encroachment. Well, that's encroaching on public space right there, public space being the space that makes you feel comfortable when you walk through your living arrangements and you don't feel like everything's going to fall on top of you. And I know that because, I've lived in small apartments before where I had too much stuff everywhere. And then I've lived in a house before where I didn't have that. And I've got to tell you, it's a better quality of life if you have the space to breathe.
Oh, yeah. Coming from a big boy, you know, that's, you know, golly.
I mean, Alex remodeling his bathroom right now, and he was just happy to pick up 3 inches on the width of the tub. You know?
No doubt.
So this guy's fighting for 3 inches, and I'm saying, we got to get your house ready.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a lot to it. I mean, I could talk about this for days, but so just the best thing I can tell folks, if you have a desire, just call me out. Let me come out and look at it, and I'll give you some free advice because that's what I do. So, and help people as much as I can. So this staging is good. Getting it set and it doesn't take, you don't have to have a degree in staging to understand something. As long as you can see the walls and you can get to the walls and get around to the closet, you know, you should have a fine flow, but you definitely want to have that good flow through the house so people can comfortably walk through your house. Looks like, so you're not being attacked by furniture.
The man flows along with his voice. Bill Hall from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch, Bill?
My office number is 530-7077, but my main number is 423-946-7575. You can call me directly. The 946-7575 definitely works all the time. But yeah, it's a great time to sell a house or a piece of property. If you got a piece of land, land's going really well now, and if good 5 to 15 acres is on fire. So if we can find that, it'd be good. And I have lots of buyers out there that are interested in that. So if anybody here that's in earshot of this radio station can hear it, even, you know, give me a shout. And my firm, even though I don't service Virginia, my firm does service Virginia. So we have Virginia agents available for anybody who would need any help in that side. Plus my partner, Carla Dunn, is a Virginia agent as well and our principal broker in that area too. So yeah, it's a great time to sell. So if anybody's thinking about it or have any extra property, just give us a shout and we'll turn that extra property into gold.
Sounds good. Bill Hall, we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.